Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 2nd. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy and, most important, a safe 4th of July weekend out here. Just to make sure we're clarifying this, the grains will not open until Tuesday morning at 8:30. There will not be a Sunday night session in the grains. So we'll reopen Tuesday morning at 8:30. The grains today closed mixed, with December corn down 9 1/4 cents at 579 3/4, sep wheat down 12 3/4, 652 3/4, and November beans up 3.5 cents at 1399. The beans rallied 17-18 cents off their 12 o'clock lows out here. It looked like guys wanted to be long beans, short corn going into the weekend. I think that makes some sense out here. If we do see rains, it'll be more beneficial to the corn than the beans. The bean oil was strong, up 79 ticks. India has lowered their import duties on veg oils. So palm oil was higher overnight. That carried over to the bean oil here today. Corn's lower on the better weather forecast. There's forecasts out there that say the Dakotas are going to get rains by Tuesday. Minnesota could get some rain and more scattered rains here and there around the country. So if that happens, I think that'll put continued pressure on the corn. We're also seeing these estimates on carryouts coming out of around 1.5 billion bushels, 1.5 billion. I think these prices are too high if that's going to be the carryout. I think that's a carryout we can live with. Yes, the Serafina corn may have some frost on it. I think we built a lot of premium into this market. We don't see an awful lot of demand out here. So I think when it push comes to shove, if we do get these rains, corn's going to be under some pressure. Now, the closes on Tuesday night are critical. If we close lower than where we closed on Wednesday night, the report day, that's a bearish sign. If we close higher, that's a bullish sign. And it's really a pivotal time period now. And as we go Tuesday, I think we're going to go for quite some time. I think it'll be an indication, if we're lower, that the trade thinks there's enough rain. If we're higher, I think it'll be a case that that we miss the rains and the markets will move higher out here. So it's going to be a long couple of days here till we get the markets reopened on Tuesday morning. So, you know, flip a coin, place your bets. The pros wanted to be short corn and long beans here. And I really can't argue with that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.